For example, the life deserving care to this date is 08067 2025. Dictation is for Mr. Lonel Mihutz. Mihutz spells M-I-H-U-T-Z. Lonel spells L-O-N-E-L. Date of birth is 04/11/1957. This is a 68-year-old male. Here because of elevated blood pressure, period. Patient stated that he noticed his blood pressure remains elevated yesterday. The diastolic of 113. The systolic approximately 170. Said he's taking medication and took his medication, but his pressure remained elevated. Came in today because he said he's having a headache in the back of his scalp and the front of his, in his forehead region. Described as pulsating. He said he drank some coffee and the headache is now gone. Patient indicated that he is a avid coffee drinker and suddenly stopped about 2 days ago and noticed symptoms started after period. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient denies double vision, blurred vision, denies neck pain or stiff neck. He denies chest pain. He reports fatigue. Next paragraph, past medical history, hypertension. Next line, hypercholesterolemia. Next line, obesity. Next line, seasonal allergies. Next paragraph, surgical history, bilateral knee replacement. Next line, next paragraph. Continuing surgical history, he had cataract surgery. Next paragraph. The social history, denies tobacco, alcohol, or drug use. Next paragraph. Family history, none. Next paragraph. Medication. Montelukast. Next line, losartan. Next paragraph, allergies, none. Next paragraph, physical exam, is alert-oriented, obese gentleman. In no acute distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 status, 96% of nowhere. Blood pressure is 144 over 93. Repeat blood pressure is 137 over 89. Respiration 16, correction pulse 76, respiration 18, temperature 98.13. Next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck free range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs. Clear. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious songs, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress. No paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis. Period. Next paragraph, abdomen distended secondary to obesity, no tendinous palpation, no organomegaly. No rebung, no guarding, no rigidity. He has normal bowel songs. Period. Next paragraph. Skin. No abrasions, lacerations, macules, or papules. No vesicles or bulli. Period. Next paragraph. Extremities. Full range of motion of upper and lower extremities. No discomfort or range of motion. He bears weight well with no ontology gait. Period. Next paragraph. Neuro. Alert oriented times 3. Cranial nerves 2 to 10 is normal. Motor and sensory functions are normal. Mood and effect are normal. Period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is hypertension. Number 2 is obesity. Number 3 is headache. Open parentheses. And subsided after drinking coffee. Next paragraph. Fatigue. Next paragraph. The following tests were done in the clinic today. 1. EKG. EKG reveals normal sinus rhythm. Regular rate and rhythm, ventricular rate approximately 66. No Q waves, no evidence of ventricular hypertrophy, no ST segment elevation. Period. Next paragraph. The chest x-ray was offered to patient. He declined Next paragraph. Labs were drawn. Labs were drawn as follows. CBC, CMP, lipid profile, A1C, PSA, TSH, T3, T4, and vitamin D. Next paragraph. Patient and I had a lengthy discussion about his condition and the possibility of his headache being a reflective of withdrawing from caffeinated beverages, namely coffee. His blood pressure today in the clinic today is not concerning. He presented with 144/93 repeat after he rested as 137/89. However, patient was strongly encouraged to take his blood pressure medication exactly as prescribed, namely Losartan 25 milligrams 1 PO daily. He indicated that he has an appointment with his primary care provider within a week. He was advised to keep that appointment. Next line, he was given a blood pressure log to record his blood pressure at least once or twice a day, and to come into the clinic here if his blood pressure consistently remains high above 140/90. He's accompanied by his family member, who indicated that they all understand my plan and will comply. He was strongly encouraged not to wait until his appointment to see his primary care doctor if his blood pressure continues to be elevated, because we may need to adjust his medication at that time period. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. I will not make any changes on his blood pressure medication at this time. However, we talk about lifestyle changes, namely exercise, diet. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. End of the patient.